stories are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with further assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, buddy, buddy. Hey. Your name Savage? Savage?
Look, if this is about that damage at Nick's the other night, I told him I'd take care of it. I can't
see. I'm
busy now.
I don't know nothing about that, but some guy named Dayton, was it Akron or Columbus? Can't remember. Anyway, he gave me this paper and told me to tell you to read it immediately.
Well, sorry for the interruption, folks. Let's see. It says, we interrupt this broadcast of the Firehouse Follies to take in live to our correspondent at the Happy Twilight Old Folks Home in Bloomington, where a dangerous standoff has developed between the Indiana Excise Police and the disgruntled inmates. Make that guests of the home.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ronald Savage, live from Happy Twilight Old Folks Home. The first thing one notices on arriving at Happy Twilight is the facility's bucolic setting and the impressive number of walkers on blocks in front of the building. But the peace of this final refuge for many of our city's revered citizens was disturbed early today by two vandals of excise police arriving with the avowed intention of raiding the premises to confiscate a stash of illegal booze. I'm inside the building with the leaders of this beleaguered senior citizens group, who identify themselves only as Bonnie and Clyde. I might add that WFHB is the only media presence here. Bonnie, Clyde, why have you let WFHB inside but no other media? It's me, isn't it? I know, it's me. I mean, I'm so good I scare myself.
Hey, you fraud. We just like WFHB. Especially that golden age radio.
And I wouldn't mind being locked in the room closet for a couple of hours with that cute Colonel Kelsey.
Bonnie, get a grip. You're 85 years old.
Yeah, so?
He's way too old for you, girl.
Be that as it may, now what is going on here? Why aren't you letting the excise police in? Are you opposed to law and order?
Oh, law and order, my Aunt Bessie. They want to take our eyeballs away.
And my beer!
Well, now, really, should you be drinking it all at your age?
Not far. I'm 93 years old. Okay. And if I want a beer during the happy hour, I'm going to have one.
Well, I believe they're just saying you need a license.
This is our home!
That's right, for I'm not in that factual check.
What else?
today by Highland Tech Community College, the Friday Adult Concert Series, and as always, the Fifth Joe Enterprises. I'm Dan Salvaggi. Let's have a big handout for the Gospel Girls on the Firehouse Conference.
Got no place to go. Somebody's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment grow. Don't it make you,
you wanna rock and roll
all night long? Ooh. Firehouse Radio.
I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful. The colonel's got his problems too. He will surely take it out on me and you.
And watch the village idiot and her face all aglow.
He's up all night listening to Firehouse Radio.
Don't it make you want to rock and roll?
Work all day and still can't pay the price of gasoline. And meet, alas, their lives are incomplete.
Don't it make you want to rock and roll?
Just come.
I heard the colonel whisper to his red-haired vamp.
Be watchful for that firehouse lamp now.
Don't it make you want to rock and roll?
It's great to be here. And I must say, Colonel Kelsey, you're looking chipper today for a man of your age.
Richard, I'm feeling good for a man of your age. And I feel especially good about this show.
Oh, good. So who do we have this time?
Well, we have this incredible musician from the big Nashville down in Tennessee, Mr. Mark Stewart.
Wow, what are you hearing?
We have the fabulous Ute Thompson right here in deep Bloomington, Indiana. And we have our Arbutus Cunningham, who's been given special parole terms just to do this show.
And thanks to the parole board. Not to mention, we have the Gospel Girls, the Firehouse Rounders, and the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Me? And me? Don't forget about me.
We love you, Tommy.
Oh.
Oh, yes, we do.
Do you really?
You're our beautiful.
Oh.
And really
Oh, well, that's lovely. That's, okay. Wow.
I don't like to brag.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But this show is organic, holistic, sustainable, gluten-free, and made with absolutely no GMJs.
By organic, I'm sure you're referring to what we sprinkled liberally on the script. But remember, some of the jokes are so old, we can't be sure that they weren't helped along by chemicals. And what are GMJs?
Grown making jokes.
Oh. Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming an extraordinary musician from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Sloot. Play us a song for the
They said I came from the wrong side of my town, and I'd surely have to agree. Said nothing good ever came from down there, something we never wanted to believe. But I went to school with a pretty little girl, she could never escape my eye. Fell in love and we knew it wouldn't work, but we knew we had to try. She had the richest daddy around, he had no use for the common ground. Another case of the love going down, old money runs every town. I still remember on the 4th of July, there were rockets exploding above. They came and found me at the meeting place where we always escaped in our love. I saw her daddy stop and kill his headlights with the sheriff and his boys close behind. When they were through taking turns at me, I could see quite clear through these eyes. She had the richest. Every town. Many years have come and gone since I left, and I think of all I've done. Many battles I chose to fight, but some just can't be won. They said I came from the wrong side of my town, I'd have to agree. Said nothing good ever came from down there, something we never wanted to believe.
every town. It runs your town, it runs my town, it runs every town. Thank you. Thank you. There used to be a story that traveled around by word of mouth that if the midnight train came around the bend and shined its lights into your jail cell, that's a sign you're about to be set free. Now, some of you may recognize this song, and you may actually want to sing along on it, but please don't. I'm only kidding, of course. If you want to sing on it, go ahead. I'm going to put a little bit of guitar on this one, though, for you. Not complain, you'll get in trouble with the men. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. You can sing it with me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Yonder come Miss Rosie, how the world would you know? The way she wears that apron and the clothes she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor, she's gonna free her man. Good luck. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. One more time. Yes, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Ever-loving light this time. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Next thing you know, you're penitentiary bound.
special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Yes, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Give yourselves a hand. I'll do this one more song. This one's called Inagada De Vida. She's been around, I still remember when she found this town. She'll take all you have, but it won't be enough. Stakes are high, the stakes are high. The only way you'll win is if you wave her goodbye. Go on and wave her goodbye. She's always digging for gold. Digging for gold. Digging for gold. Digging for gold. If she lives to be 100 years old, she'll still be digging. I'm a bigger man now that I have no go. I have no go. She's always digging for go. Digging for go. Digging for go. Digging for go. If she lives to be 100 years old, she'll still be digging for.
Was first announced, I was thrilled. The thrill is gone, though, since the auditorium now seems to be named after everyone involved with this show. I mean, really, how exclusive is that? But forget that. I can. I am here to tell you that the greatest honor I have ever received in my life, even better than the good conduct award I got as a Cub Scout, was when I was asked to be a celebrity spokesperson for Finland Joe Enterprises. Finland Joe was a true inspiration. He grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, Cadillac, Indiana, but he's become one of the great innovators and entrepreneurs of our time. I urge you to buy his products, all of them. It's the least we can do. Here are the Firehouse Rounders performing Fiddlin' Joe's newly minted theme song.
Mommy, Now, dear, you know we can't have a puppy in the cheap boarding house we have to live in because your daddy won't make his support payments.
I want a puppy. A puppy. P-U-P-P-I-E. I want a puppy.
If this is the way things are with your family, friends, well, please let me know that Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises have brought you new hope.
Fiddlin' Joe? What's he done for us now?
What's he done? Why, he started up a brand new service called Fiddlin' Joe's Virtual Pet Store, just for folks like you.
Virtual Pet Store?
That's right. Fiddlin' Joe now offers virtual dogs.
Roof, roof, roof.
Meow.
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Virtual goldfish.
Boo, 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 boo.
And even virtual alpacas. If your meats are vegetable rich and real, then you can enjoy yourself virtually with one of Bill and Joe's line of virtual pets. Virtual wolves.
Oh! Hey!
And for just a small amount of effort, we'll throw in an invisible kiss.
Mommy? Mommy? Can I have a virtual alpaca?
Why, certainly you can, dear. Thanks to Fiddlin' Joe. Thank you, Fiddlin' Joe.
Oh, I love you, Mommy. I love you too, Fiddlin' Joe.
Thanks. Fiddlin' Joe, an enterprise of virtual pet stores found at virtual malls virtually all over the country. Best of all, you can pay with virtual money, also known as credit cards.
Please make welcome with WFHB Gospel Girls.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, yeah, our ends were beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of love beginning, yeah. Listen, we've come too far to give up who we are. Let's raise a bar and our cups to the star.
She's up all night till the sun.
I'm up all night to get some.
She's up all night for good fun.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to the sun.
We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 Your present has no ribbon. Your gift, it keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? Yeah, if you wanna leave, I'm with it.
We've come too far to give up who we are.
I'm up all night to get some.
She's up all night for good fun.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night to good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
Thank you.
up all night to the sun.
I'm up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
Thank you.
From noon.
IVR rings at noon, but not on Wednesday. It's Friday. Jake has joined us and just lost 2 days. And though he doesn't know it yet, he's entered the baseline. Said it's Friday, not Wednesday. What's going on here? Oh, my phone. I have messages.
You have 4 new messages. Message 1, Wednesday, 2 p.m.
Jay, this is Gigi. Remember? You're supposed to come over here and help me try out my new heated swimming pool. I said you don't have to bring any swimming trunks. That way we can use our birthday suits instead.
Yeah, baby. That's why I set the clock from noon.
Hurry up, Jake. It's time we dove in.
Message 2, Wednesday, 4 p.m.
Jakey, it's 4 and I'm lonely. Oh, just don't bother coming over. I'm going to call the drummer.
Ouch. How'd you manage to slam down the cell phone?
There's an app for that. Message 3, Wednesday, 9:15
p.m. Dude, this is Corbin. How are you? We're supposed to start playing like 50 minutes ago, dude. Come on, get on over here. Things like that. Down the toilet. Come on.
Ah, damn. That was an important gig, too.
Message 4. Thursday, 4 p.m.
Mr. Vashmore, this pretty. It's time for my board broadcast, and I'm here, but I can't find you anywhere. Where are you? I was supposed to wear the G-string today. I've been already wearing the other three, and these guys say don't hire me for a gig if I can handle the G-string. Mr. Vashmore, please have my future in your hands.
Something weird is going down, man. What happened Wednesday and Thursday?
Meow. 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 Meow.
Okay. Stay calm. Sounds like a violin.
Some might call that an improv. But you're right. If you lost one day, your face would have sounded like a cello. 2 days, and it's a violin. If you had lost 3 days, you'd be sounding like a piccolo.
Oh, no. I'm going to get my bass sound back, man.
That is the least of your worries. Remember, you lost 2 whole days.
Surely that can't be that tragic. It was only 2 days.
It's more tragic than you think, Jake. And, for the record, my name's not Sheriff.
Oh, dude. I feel like I'm living in a bad joke.
You think it's a bad joke? I'm the one who had to say it.
The stupid scriptwriters keep using it and using it. I'm sick of it, I tell you, sick. Just ask the audience how bad it is. It's a horrible show. Tweet me and hashtag I'm not sure. We can put an end to this abuse of you.
All right, all right. So what's the big tragedy other than you having to repeat a match?
It's not one tragedy, it's three. Three. Remember Gigi?
Who could forget Gigi?
Well, here's what would have happened if you hadn't missed your swim bills.
Cute. Oh, and you have such good rhythm for a bass player. Why don't we get married, honey?
Married?
Well, baby, didn't I tell you I'm filthy rich? My daddy has millions, Jake. You'll never have to have a day job again. You can just play your bass and strum on me.
Well, this is sounding better all the time.
Oh, and Jake?
Yeah?
I also own a chain of liquor stores.
Baby, I'm yours.
Oh, Jake, with my money and your music, we're going to have such a good life together. Oh, pluck my magic twanger, Froggy.
Jake.
Okay, well, what else did I miss out on?
Remember that gig you missed?
Boys, boys, that show was great. Listen, I'm from a major record label. I was here in town on other business and just happened to catch your show tonight. And I gotta tell you, boys, I was impressed. Seriously impressed. We're gonna offer you a big contract to do some CDs for us. Come down to New York with me tomorrow. What do you say? We gotta get you boys in a studio. We gotta get going on this. We can book your first big tour. What do you say, guys? You wanna make a lot of big bucks? Of course you do. Now, you'll have full artistic freedom. You can do anything you want. Why, we even encourage you to bring your girlfriend.
I'm not even sure I want to hear what the third tragedy was.
That's too bad. You're going to anyway. Remember Freddy?
Freddy? What kind of tragedy could there be with Freddy? He's just getting started. He doesn't know a thing about playing bass.
Bear with me. It's really hard to talk with your teeth clenched. Look, we have to have three stories. It's a law of narration. So here's Freddy's story.
Mr. Bosmorgas, I've got unbelievable news.
What is it, Freddy? Did you figure out how to lay down a baseline finally?
A baseline? What's that? It's a lot more exciting than anything like that, Mr. Pasporingus. Me and my friends, we had a kick last night after I got finished with the G-string, and there was a talent scout at the place, and he came up and he told us that he thinks we could be the next Pearl Jam, whoever they are. And he said they'd sign us to his label and make us famous. And I told him all about you and how much you've taught me, and he said, fine, we can hire you to be our arranger and coach, and would $10,000 a week be enough for your time? So I said, I'd ask you, and is it, will you?
Two days were so important, Jake.
I don't know, Rod, man. You just presented me with every musician's fantasies. How can I believe you're real and you're not something I ate that just disagreed with me? Now that I think about it, that lime jello did taste a bit sandy. It's only been in the French for 3 weeks.
You need to be more trusting, Jake. What I'm telling you is the truth. But now, you'd better answer your phone.
Phone? What phone? I don't hear. Start talking.
It's me, man. Where were you the other night?
I'm not sure, dude. Not sure at all.
Well, whatever. I tried to tell you that a gig tonight's been canceled.
Canceled? How come?
Well, they didn't like the way we sounded the other night without you. And anyway, we'd have to cancel because we need to find a new drummer. Sam's on his honeymoon.
Sam? Married? Who'd marry him?
Oh, man, it was quick. All of a sudden, man, he just married Gigi. Remember her?
Gigi? Yeah, sort of.
Well, it turns out she's not just filthy, she's filthy rich.
Man, some guys get all the luck. Well, anyway, I gotta work on my bass song. It's sounding kind of strange right now.
Hey, dude.
Yeah?
While you're at it, could you do something about your tempo? I mean, sometimes you're really, like, dragging us down, dude.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Catch you later. And now, Jake, it's time for me to go. Good night, sweetheart. Go. I thought you were going to help me and stay here and help me out of this bass light thing.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I really would. But my parking meter's about to expire. Just keep practicing, Jake. Keep on practicing.
Now these old vampire women, they really have their day. They're running all you clean, hard-working married men astray. You see a vampire at night, she's posing up on the street with some green, poor, hard-working married man she's got a chance to meet. You know, she winks and blinks at him, gives him that vampy smile, till the married man goes right back home, starts mistreating his wife and child. You dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street. You'll have a vampire woman at home. You'll have a vampire too. Now this makes the mad man give up all his wages. I'm gonna tell you, mad man, that'll never do. 'Cause one of these mornings, you'll come home late. You'll find another tall sheik sneaking out of your back gate. Now if you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you'll have a vampire woman at home. You'll have a vampire too. Now the madman gets broke, goes to the vampire woman's flat. He knocks on the door. She says, I don't know a thing about that. He says, look at here, baby, I'm the madman. Won't you please let me in again? She says, not if you come back with some more of those 5s and 10s. He says, look at here, baby, I'm the madman. Can't you treat me right? I've been giving you all my money, mistreating my wife every Saturday night. She says, look at here, married man, you got a good goal. But if you ain't got no more money, don't knock on this vampire woman's door. So if you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you'll have a vampire woman at home. You'll have a vampire too. Well, if you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you'll have a vampire too.
It's 4:53, and you're listening to the Firehouse Files on Community Radio WFHB 91.3 and 98.1. Broadcasting live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Reichardt Brewer Blackwell Greenwell Fairview Well Auditorium. And made possible by Ivy Tech Community College, the Friday Folk Concert Series, and great audiences like yourselves. Some of you may remember that in the last episode of the Firehouse Follies, we tracked the activities of a cell of underground Hoosiers determined to flourish in today's world. You heard their leader say,
realize that there are more Hoosiers still alive. Many of us living amongst them without their knowledge. Yes, I am a Hoosier, and we shall overcome.
The Hoosiers, as we will recall, were betrayed by a fight over Kentucky, who alerted the police to their location. But they sent the traitor to a well-deserved, if somewhat gruesome fate, and made their escape. In this week's adventures, Hoosiers, the Missing Years, we find our group has begun to wander in the air.
Wander through the cornfields and through deserted towns. We wander Indiana, boys, as we go rambling round.
Boys,
as we go rambling round.
Eventually, our heroes smuggle themselves aboard a steamer heading down the White River.
What a terrible storm!
Almost here. I think you just not being alone now. All the things you hate was all the time to take the wheels on me. Oh, I don't know why I can't stay home.
Oh, I think I'm gonna get sick.
Oh, come on, the ship doesn't pay for that.
You get swept overboard, don't drink that water. It can kill you.
That's eerie.
We'll have to eat through that jello to save Sandy.
But I don't like crumb jello. I want cherry jello.
I just ate some pork rinds, and I'm not very hungry.
Eat, Hoosiers. We must save Sandy. And you know, there's always room for jello.
Oh.
It was jiggling.
Well, I'm free. Thank you, fellow Hoosiers. You saved me all. Thank you.
One disaster after another. What did we do to deserve this fate?
Oh, woe is we. Woe is we.
Now, hold on. Get control of yourselves here. Sure, this is tough, but we're Hoosiers. We survived the cicadas of Lafayette, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we kept calm when Billy Bob fell into that hole at the dunes. and we laughed in the face of them killer bees up in Tipton. Well, in just a few more hours, we're going to be getting off this steamer, and we'll be taking the last leg of this here journey to the promised land. Are you with me, Hoosiers?
Go, Hoosiers!
Tell us about the promised land again.
Oh, Sandy, it is a glorious place. It's an oasis of calm in a world gone mad. Why, it's even sustainable.
What's sustainable mean?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't the foggiest idea.
Oh, okay.
Don't really think anyone has. I know it has green spaces.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a diverse community.
Diverse.
Yeah, and it's a target destination for them urban deer.
Oh. All right, then.
Yeah, we...
Yes, sir.
We should thrive just fine there, folks.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, but I hear they call it the People's Republic of Bloomington. Some people say it's really weird there.
Yeah, and they say Democrats run the place.
Oh, no.
And you have to pay to park.
Wait a second, there ain't no way.
Surely that can't be true.
Jack, I'm Sarah. Shirley's not with us anymore.
Oh, no.
Remember, she fell down a manhole while she was texting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that.
Hey, will I be able to work as a brain surgeon there?
Well, of course, Sally. Well, now, you might have to take a temporary job in the food service industry first.
Well, are you sure we won't be persecuted just like we was up in Carmel?
Well, now, George, Bloomington's been non-Hoosier for years. I don't even think they know a Hoosier if one bit them on the butt. We'll have no problem starting a commune there, and we can live on all the local venison. And all the sweet corn we can grow.
Hey, I've got 5 recipes for chicken fried venison with gravy. Mm. And then we can have tuna noodle casserole if we get tired of the venison.
Oh, yeah.
We've got thousands and thousands of packets of Jell-O.
Yum.
Wandering paoli, wandering all around. We're just Hoosier exile boys and bound for Blooming Town.
Boys
and bound for Blooming Town.
And so our band of intrepid Hoosier adventurers trekked on and eventually found themselves on the outskirts of Bloomington.
Well, feast your eyes, folks. It's our new home.
Oh, it's beautiful, Jack. Look, there's hundreds of new apartments. And they all seem to have trendy-looking young folks living in them.
Woo! Little Bob, y'all! Look at me!
Pardon me, folks. Are you people planning to proceed to the Principality of Bloomington?
Yes, we are. We've been searching for Bloomington for many months now. It's the city of our dreams.
Hmm. Will you be in our permanent population, or just here to sort of pause perceptively?
Well, we want to live here. We heard that Bloomington is just about perfect.
Precisely. Yeah. We placed particular parameters on the persons who live here. Now, are you properly documented?
Goodness, Sam Hill, do you mean by that?
Well, you know, do you possess papers?
Oh, why didn't you just come out and say so? Sure, we got papers. It's double five. We done used up the Sears catalog.
No. I mean, are you citizens or aliens? Now, aliens are permissible because we have potloads of poorly paid positions for adjunct faculty and the like. But you have to have the proper paperwork before I can permit you to proceed.
Well, now, see here now. We're not aliens. Well, of course, George. Now, George, he was once kidnapped by someone. Don't know, George.
No, I wasn't kidnapped. I was going to
find the brain. Well, they probably didn't look in the right place.
Now, hold on. Let's focus on what this man wants.
Well, Thank you, sir. More than I can say. If you're all citizens, I will want some proof. Birth certificates, perhaps? Or a passport? Or professional papers with a picture? A driver's license? Or a concealed carry permit will do. You can get one at Kroger's.
Well, now, actually, here, Mr. Bureaucrat, sir, we're members of a religious sect, and we don't much like technology.
Nope.
Especially them cars with them catatonic converters.
No.
So we don't have no driver's licenses.
No,
we've come to Bloomington to pursue a path to spiritual enlightenment.
Oh, pursue a path? That should have been my line. Why didn't you say you were a religious group? Bloomington prides itself on religious tolerance and acceptance. Now, are you Protestants, pray tell?
No.
Presbyterians?
No.
Pentecostals?
No.
Puritans?
No.
Pagans?
Not this week.
No, we are the holy order of serious, individually enlightened realists. We don't like modern technology. We revel in high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
And we're especially fond of light beer.
That's right.
Mr. Bureaucrat, we'd like to put our roots down here in your Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping to find some land where we can build a church.
Yeah, land.
Grow some corn.
Yeah, corn. Yep.
And maybe keep us some chickens.
Bark.
We simply want to be free to pursue a sustainable lifestyle.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Yes, well, that's perfectly permissible. Corn is passable, but I prefer peas. You place a high premium on sustainability and urban chickens. I'm sure the city can find funds to give you a substantial grant to pursue your chosen lifestyle. In fact, the assistant associate deputy mayor in charge of sustainability, chickens, and religious cults and communes... I'll wait for it. All right. Is in his office today. Would you perhaps care to speak with him?
Oh, well, that'd be right fine. That'd be fine, yes.
All right. Now, I'll just pop over to his place. And I'll be back promptly.
Our mothers prayed that we would be folks of some renown. But we like urban chickens, boys, and growing corn in town.
Boys.
And growing corn in town.
Jack, have you gone mad?
Yeah, what's all this about us being a religion?
Oh, now, don't worry. I know these people. Now, remember, I was a CEO at one time.
Well,
these folks will believe anything. Besides... Isn't being a Hoosier more a matter of faith than anything else?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
You got a point there.
Here we are, Mr. Assistant Associate Deputy Mayor. These are the people I was telling you about.
Greetings and peace. I'm John, the Associate Assistant Deputy Mayor for Sustainability, Chickens, and Religious Cults and Communes.
Assistant Associate Deputy Mayor in charge of religious cults and communes.
Associate Assistant Deputy Mayor. I also oversee the Department of Traffic Confusion Department. Keeps me going roundabout. I'm pleased to make the acquaintance of the Holy Order of Serious Individually Entertaining Rejects.
Just a minute, sir. That Holy Order of Serious Individually Enlightened Realists.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Holy Order of Serious Ill-Educated Rascals?
That's close enough for government work, sir. Yes, absolutely. I'm Brother Jack, and I'm the democratically elected of this here group of free spirits. And this is Sister Sandy, our dietitian.
Oh, no, now, you really can't say that. None of us are on a diet.
You're damn straight.
Yeah. Okay, now, right over here, this is Brother Al. He's our media consultant.
Look, for the last 20 years, I've been trying to get a job with USA Today. Is there a bureau here?
I don't think so. All we have here is the Herald cell phone. followed a muckraking magazine called Boom, and the Indiana Daily Stupid, and the Free Rider magazine.
Those all sound like dead-end jobs.
Now, sir, this here's Sister Sarah, and she's in charge of entertainment.
Hi there, John. I know lots of interesting dances, with and without clothes. Would you care to see one?
Well, we'll have to evaluate both of them to make sure everything's covered.
Okay, time for that later. Now, Sister Sally, she's right here now, and she's in charge of all matters health-related.
Do you know where I could get some pickled brains to do some experiments on? They're so hard to find.
Maybe at Killjoy's. You can find just about anything there for a price.
True enough, true enough. Okay, now, these two fine-looking gentlemen here, well, this is Brother George and Brother Ralph. Brother George is in what you might call a transitional stage in terms of his profession, but at the moment, at least, he's our chief groundskeeper. And Brother Ralph, well, he's Howdy. In charge of transportation.
Yeah, I'm hoping to find a used moped for us to get around on, or, well, steal a golf cart.
Yep.
And I'll be looking for some pink flamingos and maybe some other ornaments or armaments or something. You got anything like that on sale here?
Well, we have many antique stores in Bloomington, and you can find anything you'd like for a price. Brother Jack, tell me about your religion. The happy oldsters of serious individually enriched realists, right?
Whatever. Well, sir, our house worship is designed like a gym. Only without all the fancy scoreboards playing that loud music all the time. Our altar is a basketball rim with a net and a basketball about to go through it. And, of course, our patron saint, well, it's Oscar Robertson. Now, of course, we do have a special reverence for the fallen angel, Bobby Knight.
Look out! Very interesting. The basketball motif should go over well here.
Oh, that's right, yes. We used to have a basketball team in Bloomington.
What's your opinion about Urban Deer?
Oh, well, they go right fine with sausage gravy. But you know, you really ought to charge them, Mark.
I like the way you think. We're going to fit right in here. Why don't you good folks go on into town and look around for a suitable location? Bring it back to me and I'll see about getting you some grant money.
Well, thank you kindly, John. That's most gratifying. Come on now, brothers and sisters. Let us go, and we shall enter the promised land.
But wait a minute, Brother Jack.
Yes, my son, what is it?
Well, I've just gotten a text from Governor Pensive about a group of renegade underground Hoosiers is on the loose and might be heading in this direction. He's worried that they'll propagate pestilence and purloin from the public purse.
Hoosiers?
I've heard that word before. What in the world does it mean?
Well, there are various theories concerning the name. No one seems to know if you understand where it came from.
But we know where they should go. Hoosiers are an embarrassment to the civilized world. If you should see them, please post me. Promptly.
Oh, we shall, my son. Yes, we most certainly shall. Okay, come now, flock. We got to be getting going to that promised land.
To the promised land.
Looking for some biscuits and gravy in our town. We are Hoosier refugees as we go round and round, boys. We go round and round.
Time we have to waste on Hoosiers this show. But be sure to tune in for the next exciting episode of Hoosiers on the Run.
Hey, y'all, I got a job as a janitor at a place called the Kinsey Institute. And you should see all the dirty pictures they have laying around. I ran them all through the shredder. Well, you know, except for these two. Can you believe this?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
ladies and gentlemen, once again, make welcome the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Oh, the sand keep falling through the hourglass. There's no way we're gonna slow it down. You say we gotta treasure each moment. Who knows how long we're gonna be around? Yeah, you keep on telling me life is short, and it's hard to disagree with what you say. But if time is so precious, why you wasting mine? 'Cause I'm always reading, always deleting every useful piece of garbage that you send my way. Every stupid hoax and all those corny jokes, stop forwarding that crap to me. Well, I don't need tons of cringe-inducing puns. Stop forwarding that crap to me. No, it isn't okay if you brighten my day with some cut-and-pasted, hackneyed Hallmark poetry. And I didn't request a personality test. Stop forwarding that crap to me.
You're sending virus-laden bandwidth, hogging attachments to every single person you know. You're passing around the link to some dumb thing on YouTube that everybody else already saw 3 years ago. And I don't need badly photoshopped billboards were never that amusing to me. And I just can't believe you'd believe those urban legends, but I have high hopes someone will point you towards Snopes and debunk that crazy junk you're spewing constantly. No, I don't want a bowl of chicken soup for the soul. Stop forwarding that crap to me. Send more top 10 lists and I'll slash my wrist. Stop forwarding that crap to me. Well, I'm sorry I can't accept your paranoid rants, and I don't want the Neiman Marcus cookie recipe. Won't you kindly refrain, 'cause it's hurting my brain. Stop forwarding that crap to me. Like glittery hearts and unicorns and pictures of somebody's cat. Now tell me, in what alternate reality would I care about something like that? And by the way, your quotes from George Carlin aren't really George Carlin. Mr. Rogers never fought the Viet Cong. And Bill Gates is never gonna give me something for nothing, and I highly doubt some dead girl's gonna kill me if I don't. Petition, stop forwarding that crap to me. And I don't want to read your series of conspiracy theories. Stop forwarding that crap to me. And now your 2 million loser friends all have my address, because you never figured out the way to BCC. Now I've got to insist, take me off of your list. Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Stop forwarding that crap to me. Stop forwarding that crap to me. Stop forwarding that crap to me. Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Just stop it now.
Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Oh, please.
Stop forwarding that crap. Forwarding that crap to me.
I can't take it.
Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Oh no.
Stop forwarding that crap to me. Stop forwarding that crap to me.
You gotta stop.
Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Right now.
Stop forwarding that crap to me. Stop forwarding that crap to me.
to me.
I'm not kidding.
Stop forwarding that crap to me.
At the risk of being slightly repetitious, I'm gonna ask you to stop forwarding that crap. I'm not kidding. Don't send it to me. Don't send it to me.
Stop forwarding that crap
you
to me.
You got to stop.
Stop forwarding that crap to me.
Well, stop forwarding that crap
to me.
Thank you. I knew you could identify.
Thank you, Weird Al.
Here's one to all of you for coming out today. Thank you so much.
You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?
Gospel girls, everybody, and Kathy, I want to talk to you about the email that you're forwarding me. This may be the first and only time you hear this. It's been a pretty noisy week in Arcadia, Indiana, my hometown, nestled between the rural confines of Tipton County and the rich folks in Cicero, Westfield, Fishers, and even Deming. Fuzzy, the human foghorn, came out. Sounded more like a French police car than a foghorn.
Le weep, le wee wee.
For the first time in many years, he had to miss his weekly date with Serendipity, the human steamboat.
Hey.
Hey. Sadly, it
moves to LeBron Bryant. Oof! Oh! Ow!
Pup, the principal proprietor of Pup's Tavern.
just a bit cheesed off with some of his customers on Friday night after they got into a big shattering. It was about whether or not the snapping turtles in town should be forced to feed the town's new parking lot. Timmy started to get pretty short. Before long, they took to blasting each other with their kazoos. So Buck came out and fired a few rounds from his shotgun to clear out the riffraff.
Bam!
I think he got.
Yeah.
We hope so. Up at 8
I was aiming.
The next morning, he left the house early. Went out to Cicero Creek on his yacht. What happened after that was a bit crazy, but as near as anybody can figure, we think he was pulled into the water and devoured by a group of animals. Pup's brother Fang, who always had a mean streak, vowed to rid the county of snappers once and for all.
I vow to rid this county of snappers once and for all. As soon as I towel off.
But the next night, Fang disappeared in his bedroom.
Boo!
And there was nothing left but a few buttons from his pajamas and a few sound bites on the floor. It has been reported that the snappers have formed themselves into a paramilitary organization.
Hey, hup!
Practicing artillery fire.
Hup, 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 hup.
And working with rocket launch grenades. Property values are hitting low in town. And a new parking meter appears to have been at just about snapper height. And that's the news from Arcadia, where all the women still have big hair. All the men are unemployed. Almost all the children are out on bond.
Woohoo! Yeah, little five! Woo!
Sorry, guys, the skit of death gets thrown out again.
Oh.
No skit of death.
Don't worry, be happy!
That was the fourth time.
Yeah.
That skit has been in the script. And we've had to cut it for time. We'll get it eventually. We'll get it eventually. Maybe by Thanksgiving.
Sales for Gaga's last CD were down. There's been empty seats at her last few concerts. She's slipping, people, and she is our meal ticket.
She's over 40 and wears support bows for crap.
Well, there's that.
You know, female singers have to be young and sexy.
So we just get her some Botox treatments and plastic surgery. Then she'll be good for another 10 years or so, or at least until our kids get out of college.
Right, there you go. Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
Why not? It worked with Dolly Parton several times.
Yeah, well, that's not Gaga. She apparently wants to redefine herself and take her career in a different direction.
Redefine herself?
A different direction? What on earth does she think she is? A congressman?
Now, people, we have to be careful here. Gaga's apparently got the idea that she can make her own decisions.
No.
And so it's perfectly fine if we go ahead and just...
Hello, team. It's good to see you all here.
Hi, Gaga.
Gaga,
Where in the world did you get that outfit?
That's Ms. Goo Goo, Chief Buster. And what's wrong with my outfit?
Well, it's just that I don't think we've ever seen you wearing a skirt and blouse before. And your hair's not orange anymore. And where on earth are your tattoos?
The tats? I washed them off. They weren't real, you know. Nothing about the old me was real, except my name. I'll never forgive my parents for calling me Gaga. But I guess when your last name is Goo Goo, it's logical enough. Anyway, all that's changing as of today. I'm starting over. I'm giving up rock and the whole Batgirl thing. I'm too old for that crap now.
That's nice. That's very nice. But what were you planning on doing?
Think ukuleles.
Ukuleles?
Ukuleles. I'm going to start playing the uke. Form a group of uke players and transform myself from the bad girl of rock to a ukulele lady.
All the beaches are filled with peaches who bring their ukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing. If you like ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too.
Who in the world is that singing? Have you been taking those purple pills again?
No, those are the voices inside my head. Oh, can't you just see me strumming a uke under the gently swaying pines?
Pines? You mean palms.
Pines, palms, whatever. It's such a romantic life.
Romantic?
Oh, really, really romantic.
If you kiss ukulele lady, why you promise ever to be and she sees another ukulele lady fooling round with you. Maybe she'll sigh, or maybe not. Maybe she'll cry an awful lot. Maybe she'll hire a lawyer and subpoena you.
Ukulele lady's like a leaf. One minute she's swirling in the wind of true love, and the next she's raked up into a pile and dumped in the compost pit. Oh, it's so beautiful.
To sing to where it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady,
It's all sell out.
Yes.
Yeah, sell out.
The sex, the drums, and the rock and roll.
Yeah, I am.
Corporate profits.
Don't you see? This isn't about money or fame or even decadence, nice as they all can be.
Well, yeah.
It's about my fulfillment as an artist and a human being.
It's about freedom.
It's about me being me, and what I am is a ukulele lady. Anyway, there's nothing I do now that I won't be able to do as a ukulele lady.
If you like ukulele lady.
Turn it off. Tiny Tim's dead already.
How can they tell?
How can a ukulele lady, whatever, capture the angst of a whole generation like you've done?
Oh, you want angst? We'll give you angst. Come on, girls.
Hello. When the light's out, it's like dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
love rock and roll. Yeah. Ukuleles don't do rock and roll.
You just listen to my voices.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sort of old, isn't it?
Oh, well, how about this?
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. Yeah, what he knows you ain't had time to learn.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Utopians.
the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu. On Honolulu Bay, fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'm going where eyes are glowing and lips are made to kiss, to hear them say in the moonlight and hear the song I miss. If you lady fooling around with you, maybe she'll sigh, maybe not, maybe she'll cry
an awful lot,
maybe she'll find somebody else by and by
to sing to, where it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wacky woo. If you a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a you like a me, like I like a you, and we like it both the same. I like to say this very day, ukulele lady, like a you.
Please welcome back to the Folly stage, Mr. Mark Stewart.
Well, hearing them play Freebird a moment ago, it kind of reminded me of some of the places I started out playing in. There was a place I started in, and if you showed up at the door and you didn't have a knife or a gun with you, they'd give you one. Well, this is called Little Rock.
Here for a day, never get to stay, only for a song. People say Mister, where do you play? My answer is so long. Little Rock, Boulder, Colorado, Buffalo, Kalamazoo, Flagstaff, Oklahoma City, Green Bay, Baton Rouge. Children run the stairs, a family's room is shared, a cheap motel is their home. I load the car with bags and guitar. They all stay, I can go. Little Rock, Boulder, Colorado, Buffalo, Kalamazoo, Flagstaff, Oklahoma City, Green Bay, Baton Rouge. The windows down, you can see their frowns, and all the spirit getting taken. The windows up, no better luck. Another season, nothing breaking. Little Rock, Boulder, Colorado, Buffalo, Kalamazoo, Flagstaff, Oklahoma City, Green Bay, Baton Rouge. It's time to go. There's another show. My thoughts are filled with those I meet. I'll hear them say, Mister, where do you play? My answer never is complete. Little Rock, Boulder, Colorado, Buffalo, Kalamazoo, St. Paul, Old St. Louis, Green Bay, Baton Rouge, Green Bay, Baton Rouge.
Thank you. Thank you. I had to write that song about all the folks that I kept encountering when I would check into the cheap motels every night on tour, and they were living in these motels, not for one night like me, but actually families living in a motel for long stays because of foreclosure and unemployment. I'm going to do one more song for you. This is a little more perky, not as bleak, I guess, as that tale, but this is called Working On It. Thank you.
If you need to write a letter just to make it all better, I'd be working on it. And the fences need a mending, and you gotta be bending. Start working on it. Hey, working, working, talking, working on it. If you got no wheel and you're sitting still, start working on it. If you're standing in place because you want a safe face, you're not working on it. Hey, I said working, working, working on it. You talk too much, you better shut up and be working on it. Well, the clock is a-ticking and you might want to listen to me work on it. Hey, yeah, working, 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 I'm talking, working on it.
Notice this story is not about Newfoundlands. It's about physics.
I feel like I'm talking to Ronald McDonald up here. Ronald Reagan, some Ronald. Anyway,
now he's dead. Aren't we glad? Anyway. Are we ready now?
Once upon a long time ago, a small ship sailed into the harbor of a small kingdom. It wasn't a trading vessel. It carried no gold or spices or bales of cloth, no cattle from neighboring countries, no cheese, plows, soldiers, swords, or spies. Well, then, said the harbor master, why are you here? My sailors need 2 days of rest, said the captain. Also, our stores of food and fresh water are low. But what is your cargo? It's a secret, said the captain. I mean, it's two passengers who, between them, carry a secret so curious and perplexing that we have already been chased from 3 countries. There they stand. They're quite glad, but harmless. They wish to share their secret with your king. The madman found the king manuring the potato field. This was, as I said, a very small kingdom. Everybody worked to make it work. A secret, said the king. Well, now, we already know the secret of crop rotation, the secret of dental hygiene, and why the separation of church and state is important. We know the secret of where cranes fly and how. Which fish are good to eat. We even know the secret of why the Prime Minister's wife whacked him with a broom last Saturday. We welcome your secret. Tell us. Oh, King, said one, our secret is not really a secret, it is a truth. That's what they all say. It is the truth about things and the spaces between things. And he talked for a long time about the 14 planets and the stars and the unnumbered moons and the spaces between them. He talked about gravity and orbits and... We know all about that, said the king. The universe is full of that stuff. Oh, said the other man. No, it's not. The universe is mostly space. Holes. Emptiness. Like this ball, which is really not a ball. It's a thin border of clay that separates the space inside from the space outside. When I smash it, oh, please don't, said the king. It's my wife's favorite. Break the flower pot instead. They broke flower pots and dug holes and planted potatoes and argued about things and the spaces between things for 2 days while the ship, itself a space enclosed by wood and iron, propelled by sails, those things that catch the breath of space. We stalked. The sailors rested. Then they all sailed off, leaving the king with their secret, the secret of everything, which apparently is mostly nothing, a big, enormous nothing inhabited by tiny, tiny, tiny things that move very, very, very fast. So why, the king asked his wife, if our bed, this one we're trying to sleep in, if this bed is mostly holes, mostly space, why won't I fall through the holes onto the floor? And the floor must be full of holes, too. I could just keep falling and falling and falling. He grabbed her arm. If I'm going to fall through space forevermore, you're coming, too. And what is with all those tiny, tiny things we can't see? Quarks and muons and electrons and hadrons whipping around in what is mostly nothing. I don't think I can explain the way you'd like me to, said his wife, but I'm sure they're right about the mostly nothing part. She held up a corner of the blanket. This, she said, is mostly space. I wove it, so I know. The warp threads get stretched on the loom, which is empty until then. The shuttle moves the raft back and forth and around and through the emptiness, making a pattern in nothing, which nonetheless becomes a rather warm blanket that keeps our cold off our toes. The king thought about this. Honey, will you weave me a robe with this new secret, which is apparently no secret to you? Do it because you love me, and because I love you, I will wear it to the Midsummer Festival. The next day, the king gathered the Weavers Guild, and they all set to work. Imagine their joy as they loomed before the great shuttling threads of nothingness across the warp of infinite space. Imagine the salvages, the lovely pattern of the cloth, the intricate complexity of patterns existing only in the minds of the weavers. Look, says the queen, holding the finished robe out to her husband. There is something deep and rich and true here, not captured, not written down, but danced in the mind and then set free. Free as air taken into lungs, those sacks of space that hang inside our chests. Free as a small, sly breeze that cools hot children in the classroom when the windows are suddenly open. Open, closed, empty, full. These reversals make the patterns in our lives, the music in our hearts, as music is another woven pattern of notes and the spaces between them. What happens then? The people are gathered for the festival. Does the king see the robe? How can he? Except with the eyes of the heart that see and at once perceive the richness of this gift, a garment made entirely of space, the infinite that contains all patterns, trees, rocks, herons flying low over the marsh at sunset, as great ribbons of scarlet and purple drift into night, and the planet turns its other cheek to the day. All these things woven into a robe for him. Does he put it on reverently, knowing it will not ever disguise his middle-aged body as a thing of splendor and power, but instead allow him to stand on the platform in front of his people who can finally see all of him, flawed as he is, a little paunchy, the cool air prickling the skin on his arms and the backs of his neck? Will they see that he, like they, is mostly stuff, stuffed into a bag of skin, that everything really is mostly nothing, a vast ocean of nothing going on and on and on, in and out? He gathers the robe about his chest, overwhelmed by the enormity of his wife's gift. An immense wave of love rises in his heart, encompassing the throng of ministers of state, diplomats, farmers, women selling dried papaya slices, children who draw in the dust with sticks, an old brown dog scratching a flea. Large things, tiny things, hawks in the sky rising on a thermal, trees in their leafy green nakedness. The king feels the great kindness of trees, the enormous tenderness of the earth, a small, shaky planet wobbling in the dark space between stars. He stands rich and happy in a garment of pure imagination. Thank you, he cries. Thank you. Thank you. And then he begins to dance. Everyone then follows dance, the steps and the spaces between them, making the poetry. Of course, something ordinary and predictable happens. It always does. A cloud bank rolls across the sun, bringing a sudden shower of rain. The bookseller remembers she's left her shop windows open. Some children get bored and hungry. People slowly pick up their ordinariness and go home. The king, too, having experienced his own ordinariness, will walk slowly amid flaws and responsibility, holding his wife's hand. Entirely ordinary. Later, a foolish storyteller will catch a little of what happened that day. Try to write it down. How did it happen? What were the steps of the dance and the sweet music in the space between things?
Now we'd like to have the Uptones and the Gospel Girls to say goodnight to this fine audience. So take it away. This is the first appearance of the masked female Wilmington choir.
Lots of women. I'd say we pretty much between us have raised Bloomington.
I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't keep right. I hate to leave you, baby, I don't mean maybe, because I love you so.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Good night, sweetheart, good night.
Well, your mother and your father won't like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark and I will be going. You know I hate to go.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, good night. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
We'll be right back.
Back to the studios in WNHB.